Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with Manny Amuwe and Laura Lee.
And we have the most specialist guest today.
We have another guest.
Who is it?
We have Miss Kristen Dominique here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're so happy you're here.
Yes. I literally listen to your podcast every time a new one comes out.
Oh my God.
It's so cute because you walked in, you're like, this is where it happens.
This is it.
This is the moment.
She's in the podcast room.
We're in the full coverage room. The full room. We're in the full room. Everything is full in front of it from now on.
Yes.
Yeah, as it should be. Mm-hmm. But you guys, we've known Kristen for about a gazillion years. We said 20,000 years earlier.
I think it was 20,000.
20,000. And she's a beauty influencer, lifestyle influencer, mom, has your own brand, mom.
Wife, lover,
she does it all.
Friend.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Icon legend.
TikTok dancer.
Yeah. I love my TikTok dancer.
Yes.
Kristen,
That's my exercise. My workout.
Dude, the TikTok dances are actually fucking
They're so hard.
They really are.
Try to learn one dance.
But you did dance before.
I did.
That's why you're good at dance team.
I didn't know that.
Yes. In competitive cheer and competitive dance.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you watch Cheer?
Yes. I loved it. Watched it for 2 days straight. See? Stayed up till 2 in the morning. It was sad. Caesar was like, go to sleep.
No, I couldn't either. I didn't cheer, but I literally was obsessed with Cheer. Oh, I was invested.
Like, I...
No, I... Do you know what? I told her about Cheer a gazillion times.
I didn't watch it.
We can't say it.
You can ruin it. I'll still watch it.
No.
You promise me you'll watch it?
I will.
Okay.
Laura's really bad at this.
Who is your favorite team, though?
My favorite team, I mean, Navarro is literally like the team for me, but okay. I was rooting for TVCC.
TVCC was my team because they were the underdog.
The underdog. I love an underdog story. We're not going to say anything, but it's like that there's two colleges like in the second season that are competing, and like they are definitely the underdog, and I love TVCC.
Yes.
Because of the underdog story.
Yeah. The coach and his story.
I know. I also love to see like hetero men cheering.
This makes me want to watch it.
There's something so wild about seeing hetero men, like, because I love that they're fighting against like this standard of what masculine is. Yeah. And like a lot of the times when you think of cheerleading, you think of gay men. Exactly. But there's so much, so many straight men doing it. And they're like doing it for like the flips because they can tumble, they can do all these things. They can hold up the women, hoist them up, throw them in the air. Mm-hmm. And it's like the craziest, the amount of they get hurt doing this, it's a shock.
Oh yeah.
It's like football. Yeah. Like you're gonna get hurt.
If you fall on your people neck. Say it's not a sport.
Oh, I know.
Isn't that so degrading?
I swear to you, I think Cheer on Netflix is changing that.
I think that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I think it's literally changing like, the cheer world to show like what it really is like and how hard it is.
Yes.
But wait, by the way, we start every episode of the pod to talk about like what we did this week and like how cute our week was. But since you're the guest, you're going to have to start it
off. Tell us something about your week. What happened?
So I stayed in bed and watched Cheer all week.
Yes, as you should.
Yes.
And then my Monday literally was my whole week. Like I had, jam-packed. Early in the morning, went to the lab, tested shadows. And then I went to an event later on that night. And then I filmed two videos for TikTok.
On
and then
Tuesday, for IG. On Monday.
Yeah. Oh, actually on Sunday, I filmed two videos too because I didn't have time for this week.
Right.
So it's one of those weeks.
Yes.
Yes. Like the beginning where you have to like prep, like do hella prep work.
Yeah. Now I'm just like.
Now you're like, I need to do the pod. Yeah. We're chilling.
No, I know. I needed this moment.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
To just relax and chill and vibe.
It's so funny how I'm listening to your podcast and it's like I'm going through my Spotify, like my radio, and now I'm here.
And now you're here.
It's so crazy.
Do you listen to on Spotify?
I listen on Spotify.
Okay, but I always kind of wonder.
When I'm in the car driving, I'll listen. And okay. It's an hour, so I'm like, if I'm going to the lab, mm-hmm. the lab's like an hour from me, so it's perfect.
Lab days?
Or in the morning. I know lab days are long.
I hate lab days.
We're
all brand owners, so we know.
I hate them.
Truly are the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
Laura, it's your turn.
Well, I didn't even have one thought about what I was
saying. I know. I can tell that it was literally just air going through Laura's ears. Yo-y.
Okay, yesterday, Sunday, I chilled. You guys, I'm in trouble. I'm neck deep in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Unwell.
Oh, okay.
She's unwell. You guys,
those women have a chokehold on me.
I bet.
Do you want to know who my favorite one is?
Wait, tell me.
Lisa Rena.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I feel like she's everyone's favorite.
She would be me. Well, I don't mean myself that on the show, but whenever she's just very loud and funny and just kind of stupid in a way.
Wait, I totally got Lisa wrong.
So yeah, favorite is Lisa Rena. I'll show
she has,
you
like,
her.
Short hair.
Yes. Bigger okay. Lips. See, I was thinking of the one with the accent because I don't watch Housewives, so that's what I was thinking about.
Okay, so I think I would be Lisa if I was one of the women. Like I try to relate to one, and I relate to Lisa the most. She's a nut.
She's funny.
I literally
She's
met nut. Lisa.
She's crazy.
I think you're
Back
rude.
In the day,
I think you're rude for saying that.
I knew you'd be like,
he's trying to flex her.
Yes, no, yes. She's amazing.
Lisa, I love her. So I literally watched, I think, 20 episodes this weekend, and they're an hour long.
You were feeling my vibes.
It's not
this
good.
Weekend.
Yes.
Just chill.
So then on Monday, I filmed two YouTube videos on Monday, which took me from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And finished that. And then I filmed like a reel. And then today I filmed a reel yesterday too. And then today I filmed a reel and just did emails and then. Tonight I'll film all night. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So I feel like that too. Like I feel like I always try to get the bunch of the content done at the beginning of the week.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. A little bit easier because obviously like for me, I always have it as like, okay, I have my Manny MUA days and I have my Lunar Beauty days, right? Yeah. So like, I kind of like try to differentiate them. So like if I know I'm gonna have a bigger Lunar Beauty end of the week or days, I'm like, okay, let me have like my Manny MUA days where I'm filming content.
Yeah.
Where I can focus on actual like YouTube content and reels, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. And then I have like the Lunar Beauty days where I'm like, okay, I have to do a lab day or I have to do like testing shadows. Or I have to do all that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
The fact that I binged a show this weekend too is really haunting.
Which one?
The fact that I binged Yellow Jackets.
You better not tell me anything.
Yeah. I want to see that one.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't. But you guys. I want to. After Euphoria.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. No, literally, Yellow Jackets. If you guys are out there watching this right now, I know y'all, if you have seen it, you know the tea.
She doesn't even know.
What the fuck do I point? You guys, Yellow Jackets truly is amazing.
It's amazing.
There's a Laura Lee in Yellow Jackets, which actually shook me.
And her name is Laura Lee?
Her name's Laura Lee.
Her name is Laura Lee.
Yes, her name is Laura Lee in the show.
Is she like Laura Lee?
Not even close. She's literally like a Bible thumper character who's the thing is like, I understand like believing God, Jesus, all that kind of stuff and being like that. But like Bible thumping is different where it's like, that's all you talk about only. That's that kind of character.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? She's like, this happened because I called someone a mean name.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's like God's punishing me for saying
that. You know, and I had like a 30 second thought. I was like, are we like, and I was like, oh no.
No. And then you realize you're like, oh, we're actually worlds apart.
I thought we were going to have a moment. We're not. I love you, Jesus. But
that's taking things far.
Yeah.
Things in moderation.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Everything.
I also did have this like really random experience at the gym that happened this week as well.
Let's hear
what happened at the gym this week.
You guys, it was really awkward. I told Laura a little bit. So listen, at the gym, I will go to the, Tyler, don't look at me like that. You guys, he's looking at me in a very specific way. And he's like, bitch. Okay, so guys, so this is the thing. At the gym, I'll go and work out and I shower there because like the gyms are really nice. Like it's a really nice gym. They have like everything, Kiehl's. It's a very high-end nice gym. And like the like glass is frosted. You can't see through anything. It's like very nice, right?
Equinox or what is this?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. So I like to go there. I like to, you know, use the facilities, whatever. So I'm in the shower. And this is like a moment where I'm like, I have like my towel over the door. So that's basically like it's being used. Like literally don't come in here. And there's a towel on the door.
Clearly.
And the door's like absolutely fully closed, right? Mm-hmm. I'm washing myself and I'm like, this is like a moment and this point of the shower is like where I'm washing my body, like soap is everywhere. Like my hands are running everywhere. And I hear my door open.
Ooh.
As I'm literally like washing down here. So like my hands are like down here. And so like, I immediately just grab my balls and my dick. And I was like, and like this dude just opened the door fully. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so, and I'm, and like, I literally,
the door.
No, I'm like, can you close the fucking door? So my first, of course, my initial reaction, I giggle because I'm an uncomfortable giggler. And I literally like, I'm so sorry. As I'm literally grabbing my dick and balls and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
What did he say?
And he was like, oh dude, my bad man. So mad. Like, it's all good. And he closes the door. And I was like,
the fact that he left it open that long.
I was like,
you to have that
no,
moment?
Literally. Yeah. I'm like, why do we have such a long, like there's, it's a shower.
It was too long.
I literally, you guys, why did I apologize for him opening my door? First of all,
it's your natural reaction.
It's my natural reaction to be like, I'm sorry. But like, luckily it was in the moment where I was literally washing myself and like my dick's covered with my hands. I'm always like, okay, at least he's not, that's not like full eagle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that was a very, very, I've never had that happen before where someone walked in on my shower.
Shocking.
For me.
Shocking.
It shook me to my core. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It shocked me.
I bet.
Could you imagine?
I would be
It would
like,
shock me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you like, imagine?
I've been like,
no, covering the tits, all of it.
I'd be like, the fuck? I don't have a nervous laugh.
No, you don't. So you would have been like, what the fuck? Is that what you, what would you have done in that reaction? I want your reaction. I want your reaction.
Okay.
What would you have done? Just think of it in the moment.
It's hard to say, but let me think in the moment. I feel like I'd be like, I'm in here. And I would, okay. I feel like I would
But the door's fully open.
I feel like it would get physical with me closing the door myself. The door. Like I'm going to snatch it. I wouldn't cover anything. I would just be like, get the fuck out. I'm closing the door. Something like that.
I would be like, excuse me.
I feel like that's
funny. Excuse me. Yes.
It's occupado.
Actually, yes. I'm like, I'm trying to envision Kristen. I'm like, yes. I feel
that's
like
what that's I see. Like, grabbing like the boobs and being like, I'm in here. That's kind of how I was. I mean, I literally was like,
oh my God.
I'm sorry. I literally like
was
laughed.
It? Did I tell on the podcast already the time in the steam room with me and Ty? Did I?
Oh, what? Yes, you did.
What happened? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we were in a steam room and super, 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 super thick steam.
Like couldn't see, not
I
even,
mean, couldn't even
inch
see your
in front
hand.
Of you.
Where were we?
You were out of the, you were out of the country or something.
I can't remember. I was somewhere else at a hotel or something. Mm-hmm. And we got a massage. We were going to the steam room. We weren't doing anything sexual, but me and Ty were really dumb and we were just being stupid
Diggly.
As fuck. We were just
dumb.
Like, look at all this fucking steam. Like being so dumb.
So dumb.
I'm like, I can't even punch you in the face. I can't even see. And a guy in his towel just gets up after like 15 minutes and walks out. And we were just like,
wait, were you guys naked?
No.
Oh my God.
But we were just acting obnoxious.
That's hilarious.
It would have been crazy if you guys were like in a sexual fun mood.
That would have been
wild. Because then like you would hurt
like
things.
That stuff in public.
No, yeah,
though.
I'm the same way. I don't like it to be. Mm-mm. I get too scared. I'm scared they're going to clock
scared.
Me.
What, scared to be naked in public?
Scared
of like
sexual
hooking
stuff
up in
public.
Public.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm too scared of getting
or
caught.
I'm so
no, I didn't do any of those things.
I'm so scared of being caught. Like, I don't want anyone to ever be like, I just hooked up with Manny in the steamer. I would literally fucking, I would pass away.
Yeah.
I would literally die.
Yeah.
It couldn't be me.
Yeah, I it's not my journey.
It's not my journey. Mm-mm. But if it's yours, awesome. Voyeurism, it's definitely a thing. It's just not my kink. My kinks are my, I have
it's
different
not my
kinks.
Kink
it's
either.
Not my kink.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just too nervous to like
I'm way too
have
scared.
Sex on a plane or like something, you know.
No. I know there's people that are so down for
they
it.
They get off
I'm
on
like,
it actually.
I can't.
Right?
I just get nervous.
I don't
get
want
so
to get
nervous.
Caught. Oh I'd be God. So embarrassed. Like I think
so
of the everything that would happen.
Me too.
It's the getting caught part that freaks me out.
Yeah.
But also I'm thinking about too, like as a dude, like if I'm really nervous in a situation, I'm not gonna be able to get hard. Like genuinely. Like if I'm too stressed or nervous, my dick's not getting hard.
Yeah, it's like
literally
you're not in it.
Mm-hmm. It's like I can't focus. Like I'm too freaked out.
Yeah.
And like I couldn't physically
do it.
Do anything.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ha ha. I would giggle.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and that's it.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back after. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. We're here and we're queer.
On full coverage.
Just me.
Okay, now, just him. Now we want to ask Kristen some questions.
Yes, a deep dive.
We obviously know her, we obviously know her very well, but we don't know everything.
No.
We don't know
and everything. And
I'd love to share.
Yeah. We want the full fam to know. The full fam here, and yes. That's what we call y'all. First questions first. I feel like we have to start at the beginning.
Yes,
okay. I think so. This is the beginning.
Hey!
The beginning.
I don't know what you're singing.
RuPaul. The beginning of the rest of your life.
I love how you just
you're like,
did a little chorus.
without having any idea.
And so I'm like, I don't know what we're singing.
Okay, so we have to start off like I want to talk about how you even got into makeup in the first place.
Yes.
We want to talk about the journey.
The journey.
We want to start off like, how did makeup even start? How did you even start doing like being an influencer essentially?
Yeah.
Like give us that background.
I'm going to give you a really short sweet.
Do
how
it.
I got into makeup
because okay,
I
feel short like and
this is
makeup.
Super important as to why I even got into it.
Oh, okay.
So I was super teased and bullied in school for my under eye circles for years.
That's horrible,
so,
first of all.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I decided, like, I was so depressed every single day. So I was like, okay, I'm over it. It was a point in my life where I was just like, I'm over feeling like this. So I grabbed my mom's concealer. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. Mm-hmm. It was super yellow. Put it on under my eyes. I went to school and I swear to God, everybody treated me like I was a different person. They were like, oh my God, you look so different. You look good. What'd you do? Like, and I was like, okay. And they're like, oh, show
kids
me what
be
you
cruel,
did.
Honestly.
And I'm like,
what age was this?
This was young. This was
like 15,
still like
16.
No, this was like 13.
Oh my God.
14.
Oh my You're like gosh. Literally like
so young going through
junior
this.
High vibes almost.
So like fifth grade, I had really like, it's so crazy that I wonder if that's happening with Jaden in his life. Like
yeah.
not bullying, but like people criticizing his looks like that.
Yeah.
Right.
You never know.
You never know.
You don't unless they tell you.
And so like after that day, I realized like this is the transformative power of makeup, and I fell in love with it.
Wow.
I talked to my mom. I was like, I have like, please let me wear concealer.
Yeah.
And I started dabbling into makeup, and I became the locker room makeup artist from middle school to high school. Yeah. And then after that, I, you know, got a job. Well, first of all, I had Jaden at 18, so I was super young.
Yeah.
And Jaden's her son, by the way.
Jaden is my son.
Jaden's her son.
So I started working as an insurance rep doing part-time makeup.
I didn't know you were doing part-time makeup either. That's so wild.
Yeah, I was going to school full-time, doing all that full-time, full-time everything. And I was like, okay, something has to give because I'm not giving
There's no way.
And I wanted to be the best mother. I wanted to get the best grades and I wanted to finish school. So I was like, I got to let makeup go. It was horrible. It was heartbreaking. Oh, wow. And my clients were like, I know you're doing like YouTube every once a 6 months or whatever, but you should do it more often. So I did. And when for, I think in 2012 to 2013, I was consistent. And then Ipsy like found me.
You
I
were
guess.
In Texas at this time.
I was
time.
In Texas. Yeah. Ipsy found me. They were like, why don't you come out, be a stylist? And
what did you think when you got that email?
When I got that email, I was like, this is a joke.
Were you trying out for it? Like, how does that work?
Like,
I'm wondering,
was,
I'm like, how?
So they, the Ipsy team, they contacted me through Facebook.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I was like, Caesar, you should look at this because they want me to move out to LA and be like, do makeup on YouTube for full time. Wow. Like, well, that sounds crazy. And we had just bought a house and everything. And I was like, that sounds crazy. I was like, well, just set up a call and we'll see what, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
It was enough to take a risk and try it out. So we put our house up for rent.
Were you guys shocked or like in this all? I mean, like, this is
it felt like
changing.
A dream. Like, we're like, are we doing this?
It's like surreal almost. Like, it doesn't even feel like it's a real thing happening.
So we got in a big U-Haul. We drove to California from Texas and got a one bedroom. We started out with a one bed, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but we did it.
Like, let's start a humble.
Very, very humble.
Humble beginnings.
We're like, it's California. Everybody has, like, it's super expensive out there. So let's just. And every year we did one bedroom, two bedroom. And then you guys actually came to my third bedroom apartment. And my grandma was there. And remember, she made you guys enchiladas.
Yes. No, absolutely.
You guys saw that. Like,
yeah.
And then from there.
It was a progression.
Yeah. It just kept going.
Progression, not same story.
Moving and all that stuff. Yeah. That was insane.
That's amazing.
I want to know more about Ipsy. No, because honestly, so like Ipsy is like a company that was almost like a facilitator in a way for the Ipsy glam bags. You know, that's a thing still.
Mm-hmm. Then and they like, had social platforms.
Yes, they had platforms, YouTube, like they would help. I feel like they would help growth too for like influencers, right? Because like they for those who don't know, like Ipsy had stylists. I think that's what they were called, right? Ipsy stylists.
Yeah, stylists.
And then they were like a group of people that would be the influencers for Ipsy that would show the bag every single month.
Yes. Right. So there was like four of us there at the beginning. And we had to work there like a 9-to-5 job.
I did not know that. So
that
was like
that. And we were like, we hated it. We're like, we have to go home. We have to go
like
home.
Was it like an organic thing?
We fought it out. They let us finally work from home. And then everything else kind of happened after that. What do you guys want to know?
I like how Chris is like, what details? You're like, I love it because I'll be like, so just like,
okay,
just
start off, tell us, what are some of the things that you think were great at Ipsy when you were there?
Well, the thing that I loved about it is that they had a full high quality production for you.
Yes.
For free. Like you just go, you had a videographer, you know, you filmed your own, you edited your own videos, but you learned lighting, you learned setup, you learned so much behind the scenes. So that's what really helped me.
Everybody in the industry at that time struggled with that.
With lighting and
absolutely.
Everything.
And
cameras.
So I remember when you guys started coming out with this A grade footage, I have to say we were like, damn.
It was shocking.
I
remember like the production quality was good too. Cause I remember you guys were like let's say like do like Halloween videos and like you do all these things.
Oh,
I'd be like,
yeah. Well, they gave you a budget to
and
do
you
these
budget.
Crazy videos. Yeah. And I'm like, yes.
Cause they wanted to grow your channel.
Yeah.
Cause you were promoting their products. Right. So in turn it helps them. Right. So it's, you're an investment to them.
Exactly.
The fact that there was like a little budget though for every single month to be like, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. This is the plan. It's so cool.
It was cool. They were like, you kind of almost had to have a story ready to go for a video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every month.
Do you remember when we did Spice Girls?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It literally flashed back to me right now.
Yeah.
I wasn't in it, but I saw them in that it. And it was gorgeous. Tyler, so, don't be laughing.
Karen was in that too.
He's giggling at me.
She was ginger.
And then Patrick was scary.
I was
baby. I was sporty.
Wait,
Crispy.
Who was in it?
Crispy was in, no.
Nikita.
Oh my gosh. That's honestly, that's
wait,
iconic.
Who was Nikita? What?
I don't remember.
Oh, what's all the spices?
Posh.
How, that's so Nikita.
That's so cool. I remember I did a video with Katie back in the day where we did the prom that. Video.
Oh my
god. Like, you guys did too. I thought you did this. You did the Witches of Winterford with Crispy.
Oh my god, with Crispy. Yes, so I did the Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
It was me, Patrick, and Crispy, and we were all Sanderson sisters. And then I did one with Katie, and we did like a prom thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Dude, honestly, like filming there was fun.
Yeah.
For us.
Who popped in once a year.
Yeah, for once a year for us. It was really like they really took care of it. Like they really, really did.
Okay, so now tell us, okay, so like there were benefits for sure. And like it helped and all. Mm-hmm. But like I think it's pretty open out there now. Like
I think it's widely known now.
Okay, it's widely known.
It wasn't the easiest thing.
I think just like, you know, not being able to work with brands directly. Mm-hmm. And so that's
the one I hear the most actually about, like kind of from everyone, is that like it was a lot harder to make brand connections because it was almost like they were a facilitator.
They were the filter.
And yeah, they would have to go to them and then it would get to you sometimes, eventually.
I feel like that's a great way to miss out on huge opportunities.
Huge opportunities, especially like someone like, at the time you guys were growing so rapidly and it was like, oh, look at these girls with these crazy cool productions. It's always like, this amazing thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like you would miss out on opportunities that I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know that were potentially happening,
mm-hmm.
which is annoying.
And you have to make connections with the brand to get like-
Personally.
You want to make connections with the brand to get like those, you know-
Opportunities.
Dude, yes. Hello, like that's how, I feel like that's a lot of times how a lot of us grew.
Yeah.
Because we created these awesome friendships and amazing relationships with brands. I mean, there's definitely like a, you know, you kind of have to, you know, it's a work relationship, but it's still a friendship too. Like,
yeah,
right.
Depending on obviously the people, but like that's part of it is making, it's marketing.
Yeah.
It's networking. It's marketing. It's all that kind of, not marketing. It's networking. You're networking with people to create these relationships. And then in the future, you guys might be able to work together. Mm-hmm. Maybe not, whatever, but at least it's like you're creating these and facilitating these friendships.
Yes.
And it's kind of like they were in the middle of that.
Right.
Where you couldn't get close personally mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. the PR and the brand.
So then there was a moment where I was like, okay, I think we're all we're like, we're ready to go on by ourselves. Like
totally.
We're ready to do this on our own. I think we're good.
The next stage, you guys are ready for the next stage, the metamorphosis, the butterfly.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You guys are in the cocoon. You want to be a butterflies. I get it.
Yeah. So we're ready to grow outside of the cocoon.
Totally.
So yeah.
I love that. Well, I mean, I think that's honestly fantastic. And I mean, look at you guys now. All fucking awesome.
Thriving.
Yeah. So, I mean, my Ipsy experience had its good and bad moments, but it was definitely a stepping stone to get to where I am today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Of course. But yeah, I mean, honestly, there has been a lot of talk about Ipsy and like what that experience was, just because like I met you through Ipsy. Mm-hmm.
I was literally going to ask how, like, where we met, like, all of us, like where we met for the first time,
and
where
you guys met the first time.
And I think it could honestly be at an Ipsy event, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that networking.
Yeah.
That could honestly be what it was. I don't know which one. Do you remember which one it was?
I have no idea what it was.
Not even a clue. I have the memory of a goldfish.
When I met you, I don't remember like what it was exactly.
Me either.
It was an event for something, a brand.
Yeah, a brand event.
And then for you, it was the same thing.
It was a brand event.
I met you outside. I don't think you know who I was, but I definitely watched you and I was like, oh my God, Manny.
Nice to meet you. No, but that's a cool thing about events though, is like you get to network with people, get to meet people.
Yeah.
Like that's like a huge part of like, I feel like also even growing your presence online, growing who you are, is that like going to these events, you know, if any like micro influencers out there listening and they're like, oh, should I like go to events or try to get invited to them? You should absolutely go.
Absolutely.
I feel like it absolutely does help so much to meet people and, you know, market with the brands, meet the brands. Like I was actually just talking to a friend today about, she was telling me, she's like, oh, if Gen Beauty ever happened again or BeautyCon ever happened again, should I go? Cause she's like a smaller influencer. And I was like, 100%.
Yeah.
I was like, you should go. You should meet the brands. Just introduce them. You know, each other.
That's where I met like most brands was at those cons, the different.
The beauty cons, the Gen Beauties, all that stuff. You see how beauty cons like completely gone now?
It's completely gone.
Their website's completely gone too.
That's odd.
That's fucking weird.
Like,
dude.
Wasn't it so big and successful?
And then
poof. So then how is it poofed? Yeah. And like apparently like the person that the CEO like ran off.
What? No way.
Yes.
Oh, like that.
No, I'm dead. I'm not kidding. Like, this is like I had seen it on socials, and it was about like how like the person kind of like ran off and was just like, okay, I'm not doing BeautyCon anymore, and like closed the site and everything, and like liquidated it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Bethany Moda, an owner of that?
She was an investor.
No way.
Uh-huh. She was one of the investors in it. Yep.
Crazy.
That's so wild.
That is very
imagine
wild.
Imagine being like an influencer but investing in something that massive.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an investor. I was like, what can we invest in?
Let's invest.
Does anyone have anything that we want to invest in? We're Shark Tank too. we're the beauty Shark Tank.
We're not. Maybe you have to give up money.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I would.
He's like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Depending on the product, I would be an investor. I mean, why not?
Why not?
Okay, wait. So let's go back.
Okay.
You moved from Texas, dream job. What is Caesar thinking? Is he like, all right? Like,
Is he shook or is he like, let's do this?
Well, the reason that we moved out was because of Caesar. Because I didn't want to, I was scared. I was like, yeah. I don't know. We just like got a house. He's like, no, let's do it. He's a risk taker.
Caesar
and I are like opposites, opposites in every way. And we just balance each other out and it works.
Wow.
So like opposites attract.
Yeah. So he's taught me a lot of that. So like, if it wasn't for him to say, let's just do it, I wouldn't have done it.
Well, I'm glad you did it.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why. So wait, do you still have the house back in Texas?
Yes,
or did you sell it?
I still rent it out.
That is so cool. Like you have like a property in Texas that you rent out.
That's cool.
That's like so dope. I have like a few properties in San Diego. Yeah. Yes. No, but it really is. It's really, really cool because you have to diversify. You know, you have to like do other things and you never know. With social media. You want to have multiple things.
I don't know. I just feel like the three of us have done it long enough. We'll be okay.
I think we'll be fine.
I really feel like we're okay.
I think we'll be just fine.
But I feel like you have a worry.
I'm a worry wart.
There it is. He is a worry wart. He thinks it's all going to vanish. It's
to my brain.
I'm like, you realize if it all went away today, we would still be okay.
Laura literally just called me last week. She was literally you're a worry wart. And I'm like,
I literally told him.
I know. I can't help. It's anxiety, okay? I can't help it.
Can you listen to this message just to make sure? Because I'm not sure. I might have sounded a little bit mean.
No, that's literally, I did that.
I feel like I could be mean. And
I literally sent that. I'm not kidding. I was like, Laura, what do you think? Like, was this a little too rude? What do you think of this voice note? Was I being a little harsh? And she's like, you're fine. You're being a worry wart. And I'm like, okay.
And honestly, like, we're adults. We should be able to speak to people and say what we need to say without people getting their feelings hurt. Right. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Be an adult.
Be an adult about it.
That's right.
Speaking of Caesar, you guys have a little family.
We do.
And it's so cute. I was curious, what does Jaden think of like his mom being like a famous influencer?
Yes, Manny wants to know.
I want to know. Like, what does he think about his mom being a hot beauty influencer?
I don't think he's ever known me as not being on.
That's true.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
When he was like 1 year old, he was babbling in the back of my videos. Mm-hmm, I've been doing videos for a long time.
When did you start, like time-wise, like 2013? 14?
I think 20, yeah. No. My first video was like 2009.
Oh my gosh.
But it's hidden. Like all those are hidden.
Yeah. But you started like a long ago.
Yeah, like I did like one video every like 6 months.
Got it.
Yeah. It was like not even a real. Yeah, I was just like, I'm gonna take it, you know.
Yeah.
And you can hear him in the background. So he's always kind of known like a video and mom doing makeup, you know?
It's very normal.
So it's his new normal.
It's like normal to him. Yeah, I think it's just normal to him.
I always wondered. Like, so it's just like, it's chill.
But his friends at school, some of the girls at school, they'll know who I am. And when I go to the school, they're like, oh my God, I watch your videos. And he's like, yeah, that's kind of weird for him. I think he's like, weird.
There's like levels to it. I feel like there's levels to the weirdness sometimes. Like where it's kind of like, oh, I feel like, this is strange.
Yeah. Like sometimes he'll get, like if we do a TikTok together, he'll get comments from his friends on his TikTok. And he's like, oh, he's never talked to me before.
Oh, suddenly my TikTok blew up.
You're like, Jaden, that's called a clout check. I'm just kidding.
No. Jaden, don't talk to him.
But yeah, I'm I think so he's dead. Just like in it. Like he's always been in it. So
he's a part of the family.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I think that's so cute. Aaron, doesn't care, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at school, like when I've gone to her swim meets or whatever, she really doesn't like the, can I get a picture with you?
Right.
Because like kids from the other schools or sometimes, because they're just young girls, you know, they've seen me online. She doesn't like that. So I always wear a ball cap and like everything, but.
A bald cap?
A ball cap.
I swear I heard bald.
Yes, I wear a bald cap.
I'm like, oh, are you swimming to too? I was like, oh, you're swimming too.
Because I think that would be the best size.
You have to go undercover.
Just to be bald. I think that would be the best method.
I really swore it was bald.
It probably sounded like it.
It did.
It's okay.
It really did.
But
and I'm thinking about swim. So they wear bald caps?
I don't mind it, but I don't know. Sometimes it gets on her nerves at school.
Yeah.
You know, because that's like different territory. Or kids have tortured her in class by trying to play my videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's fucking weird. That's kind of awkward.
High school, though, they're bullies.
High school, like, honestly, children can be the worst.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's like,
she's about to graduate. Yeah, she graduates in May.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
That is insane.
I know.
How did that happen? I can't believe
she's graduating
so fast.
In May, dude.
Trust me, she's like 18 and everybody online.
I feel like I knew her when she was like 15. Like, I know like 15-year-old Erin.
Yeah, everybody online is like all the time, like they see her as a child and she's like, well,
I'm 18 years old.
Not a little girl. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Kind of shocking, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, I have a random question I want to ask you. I ask almost every guest. I think I ask every guest.
I think you do too.
100%. I love it. Okay, if 100%. You had $1 billion, what would you buy yourself? You cannot buy your family anything. You cannot give it to charity. You have to spoil yourself with some shit that you
it's
want.
It's for you.
I'm going to give you a hint. Oh, mine is a yacht.
Okay.
And
mine was an island.
It's the SS Larlarly. Manny, he is I don't even know what the SS means.
I don't either. I've never heard of that. Sailing.
Sail and ship, Larlar Lee.
Yeah, ship sailor.
Ship sailing, Larlar Lee.
I don't know.
And never yours is an island.
I think mine would be an island.
Island?
He wants Bora Bora. I'm not sure if you can get Bora Bora for
I don't
a million.
Think I would. No.
So he wants
Bora
a little piece.
I just want a nice island.
Okay.
To just be on. Like,
he don't even like the heat
out.
Or the sun.
No. I'm going to be renting it out the whole time.
What? That's so lame. You're so lame.
I love Bora Bora, though.
You have $1 billion. I want a yacht to rent out.
Listen,
think about what you're saying.
I love Bora Bora. So if it's like Bora Bora, I love it.
Okay,
because I've been
you.
There a couple times and I love
this
it.
This is where I try to get with people. I don't want an investment.
That's a hard one.
It's hard, right?
Yeah. What is
it's
like, something you
I
would
like,
buy?
Give it to something.
Nope.
But I'm like, okay,
that's
what do
everybody's.
I want for
everyone wants to give it
the
away.
The first time I
mine.
Asked it, everybody's like, oh, well, this
buy my parents
charity
a house.
Or my parents. Or I'm like, well, of course, but let's live in a world that's not real.
Let's go past that. This is for you only.
Let's go past it. This world isn't real. So you got
this
the
world
billion.
Is fake.
$1 billion.
Cashola.
Tax free.
Tax
I don't know
free.
If I'd spend it all at once.
Oh, okay.
But if you
okay.
could buy
but
something,
if I had
luck,
to buy
like
something,
one nice thing.
Like
for
I
you.
Had a ton of more billions, but
yes.
I wanted to spend this billion.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh my
there we go.
Goodness.
Like one thing that you're like, you know what? I've always wanted this. It's a little crazy out of budget, but I would do it.
I honestly don't know.
Like, I
it's
have hard. You're
no
gonna have to
idea.
Think about this. We're gonna come back to this. You have to
I'm
think
gonna
about
let you
it.
Marinate
you're gonna,
on
we're
that
gonna
one.
Marinate.
Okay, let's
like,
marinate.
But you have to give us
vinegar.
An answer by
okay.
the end of the pod.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Also, do you know what I was thinking that I kind of wanted to bring up?
What?
You guys remember when you guys had a little spat on Twitter like years ago?
A spat on Twitter whenever we got in a raging fight.
I was trying to be nice about it.
A spat.
I'm like, you guys remember when we just got a little spat?
Me and Kristen, I feel like I wasn't as mature as I am now. And me and her got in an argument over a video copying. I remember I texted you. And we got in a big fight in text, yeah. And then it spilled over to Twitter, and then we got in a Twitter war, And then that was it. We quit talking.
Yeah.
For a long time. For years.
Yeah.
Me and Kristen quit talking and for years.
This happened a long time ago. Like, it was 2016, I think.
This was a long time ago.
It was probably 2017, I think.
Yeah, maybe 2016, 17. Yeah.
I think it was 17, 16, yeah. Around that time.
Yeah, yeah. And then we stopped talking for so many years, and now we're back.
So much time wasted being stupid.
I know, it's wild.
We never had, though, ongoing beef, though, throughout those years.
No, that's, yeah.
Do I think it's really cute that I remember when I would see you at events, stuff like that, you'd be like, how's Laura doing? And you're always so genuine about it, just being like, how's Laura? And I was like, she's great. Like, you were always so nice about
that. I feel like we always had love for each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I say it wasn't an ongoing fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We just ended poorly, and then we quit talking.
Yeah. How did you guys rekindle? What was, like, the rekindling thing? I can't remember.
What was it? It was something, but I can't remember. But
did you
guys
do a dinner or something like that?
No, but we rekindled. We had rekindled.
Already.
Okay, yeah. got it. Dinner, I was thinking you guys
did. Already rekindled.
I think so much time had passed.
Yeah.
That we're just like,
where were we?
Was it an in-person thing, the rekindle? Or was it like a, hey,
I'm going to be honest. You. Like, me and Kristen were never that cold to one another.
Totally.
You know, we
weren't always like, you'd always say hi.
You know, it was always.
It was very casual.
We weren't like dicks to each other. Yeah. We just quit being friends and quit talking. Like, we used to text and talk and hang out all the time, and then we got in the fight. It ended very poorly, which now I wouldn't let that happen, even if I did have a fight with someone.
Right.
Like, I just wouldn't let that happen. But it ended poorly, and then we just quit talking, and then, you know, we kept it cordial, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. We kept it cordial.
But we weren't like friends anymore. We weren't hanging out.
Yeah.
And for years, and we just kept it cordial between one another. And then, I can't remember.
What was like
it was
the
like
moment.
I don't know if it was a moment.
I think it was just like a gradual thing.
Over time. We just like, we're like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's be friends
what's
again.
The problem again?
Like, yeah. Like, why are we mad at each other? Like, why aren't we hang out? Like, it's stupid. Which it was stupid, by the way.
Yeah, it was silly.
And then we just started talking again and we never stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say we've just hung out and gotten closer and have been friends for years again.
Yeah. I feel like whenever we leave, like if I leave you and come back, it's like I never left.
No time has passed.
So
it also felt like that too after me and you became friends again.
Mm-hmm.
After we spent so many stupid years not being friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could have had a lot of good times together.
Well, now we can have more.
Exactly. And now Kenny was exactly.
We do have a lot of good times. Me
we
and
just
Kristen,
went to Como.
We just went to Como.
Yeah. And it was, and you guys looked adorable. I saw the snap.
We had a really good time.
That was so fun.
Me and Kristen spent New Year's Eve together dancing all night.
Yes.
On table chairs.
I remember
chairs like these.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I remember one moment on New Year's Eve. We were both drunk, but we were hugging so tight. And Kristen whispered in my ear, "I'm so happy we're friends." And I said, "I am too."
That is so fucking moments. Sweet.
It is. It's the good moments so that you don't forget. Yeah. So I feel like we have a stronger friendship.
We do.
That's maturity.
It is.
And it's time.
I know.
Time does heal most wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Truly. It does.
It really does. And I think it's cool that it was like kind of like more of a gradual thing. It wasn't just like a boom. It was like you would see each other at events and be like, "Why are we fighting again? This is dumb." Not even that you were fighting, but like, why did we stop talking?
Why did we stop being friends?
Like, what was the issue?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm glad that you guys rekindled.
I remember, I don't know, I regret it ever. Things happen between people, but I just regretted ever getting in a fight or having those moments with you.
I do too.
Yeah. It's just, you look back and you're like, so dumb, you know, everything is just so superficial and stupid and not worth friendships. Mm-hmm. Ending friendships over. Yeah. Some are, and then most aren't. So
some
in
are,
our
most
case,
aren't.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
No, because you guys are both so sweet.
You're a very genuine person.
And communicative.
Too.
So
it's like, very sweet. Thank you.
It's like easy. It's easy to be your friend.
I think also when you're a good communicator. When you're a good communicator and you can talk about like things, talk feelings out, that's how like rekindling happens.
Yeah.
And right. If you're not, like let's say someone's not a good communicator and kind of like, oh, well, this let it be.
Right.
But like if you are a good communicator and you're like, oh, I know like where you're coming from, it's like, then why can't it be fixed?
Right.
You know, and most of the times it can be.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this too. I'm not blaming the internet, but I feel like the internet makes things worse than what they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like almost hyping it up.
They hype it up.
Totally.
Because I remember drama channels like blew up our little argument.
Oh my God. I was like, what is happening?
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
No.
Like, yes, it was an argument, but how many times have you gotten in an argument with your girlfriend?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Like, come on. And then
it made it 10 times
more intense. Because the internet had heard about it, of course, they blew it up 10 times bigger than what it actually was.
Right.
Like, me and you didn't want death for one another. Like,
yeah.
We didn't hate each other. You know, we just got in a spat. And then I feel like, I don't want to blame the internet entirely, but I feel like just because it got blown up so big and made it out to be like we were arch enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what
That's
I mean?
What I felt.
That's
like,
what I felt.
It makes
too.
You
oh my
feel
God,
like
now
10
we're
times
arch-
more intense.
Yeah. Like,
yes. Nemesis.
Yeah.
Nemesis.
And
why?
I'm like, we literally got into like a spat in text messages. Like, and now the internet made us out to be
arch enemies.
Because then you also think that though, even in your own head.
Yeah.
If that's me, I'd be like, oh my God, like, they are so evil. Like, because you guys are telling me it's evil. It's evil. This is, mind you, back in the day.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what you would think.
It felt so big, you know?
Yes,
it made it
huge.
Feel like, oh, my God, this is a big deal.
And it really wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't. So and so it just teaches me a lesson. It makes me, you know, like, realize things. I wish we had rekindled sooner than years.
Yeah.
But everything happens for a reason. And I will say we've been friends for years since that's happened. Like,
totally.
We rekindled years ago. So it's kind of cool we can talk about it.
I know.
I love it.
We're,
it's
like,
so cool.
In this moment right now.
No,
that
literally,
is
like,
crazy.
This is, like, so wild.
So, like, could you imagine, back then, envisioning right now, like, us
literally
talking about it on a podcast?
I think that would, like, I couldn't imagine that.
That would be
there's
the ultimate.
No way.
No.
Ultimate.
But also, the stress, like, the idea of, like, talking is, like, stressful.
It is.
Like, about something like that. So, it's like, oh, my God, no, I can never do that. But here we are years later. It's
I've learned, though. It's bigger than what it's not as big as it seems.
Right.
Like, once you get to talking about things and just being open about them and like telling your angles of them in a conversational way, not like making demands like this is what happened. You know, it's like not that big of a deal, and it like airs things out and gives light to them, and like it helps people understand.
Right.
I feel like also with maturity comes empathy as well. And I think that as you mature more, you become more empathetic of other people's situations, their surroundings, what they're potentially going through. And then you kind of put yourselves in their shoes. And that's what maturing is
exactly.
Literally being like, I can hear your side. I can have my side and feel the way I feel, but I can be at least understanding of where you're coming from.
Right.
And that's where I'm going to meet you halfway.
That same fight would never happen today for either of us.
It just wouldn't.
Definitely
you guys
not.
Are both so much more mature.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. It would never happen.
It was dumb though too. So it's like literally like it would never happen.
Mm-mm.
I would never have that type of situation happen. I wouldn't let it happen.
Mm-mm.
Like
No. We would have like ended that.
This is also this is a different time in the internet too.
It is.
This is like it was more of like a tumultuous time. I feel it was a little bit more like
I think it was the most tumultuous time in the internet because I think it was a time where drama was starting to get
it's at an all-time high.
At an all-time high. Yeah. It mm-hmm. was. So anything that happened caught fire yeah. at that time on the internet just because people were so hungry for that beauty industry drama. So if they could get a little spat between two girls
and blow it up, they would do it.
They'll do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly what sucks, because that's kind of what happened to us in a way for mm-hmm. as big as it got for what it was.
Right. Yeah. It's exactly what happened, actually. So I'm glad that's no longer a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, I don't think, well,
I don't either. I don't experience I don't, the beauty I don't industry never like
seen
that it. Anymore.
Like, yeah, I haven't mm-hmm. seen like anything like drama channels on YouTube, or maybe I don't watch it as much. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't
think
it's
just
it.
A certain point. We're just kind of like, I got to check out, because it's like very mental too. Like yeah. you have to be able to take care of yourself. You know, exactly. I mean, I feel like I'm aware of what's going on in the industry and like what's kind of going on in the drama world, stuff like that. Like, cause I do follow some people, but I'm not honed in like I feel like I once was. I feel like I was really honed into what was going on. Mm-hmm. Really want to know every yes. single thing going on, because yeah. I was like, I'm scared. I'm going to get involved. Let me see like what's happening. Yeah. And I think I'm just not mm-hmm. at that point, because I think as you get busier too, you're just kind of like, girl, I'm like, I don't have time. Like, I literally like, yeah. need to live
and
my life.
It's a lot of, and when you're putting so much into a negative energy, mm-hmm. it just brings more of that to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I believe in that so much. Like that, mm-hmm. if I ever feel like there's something negative with a person that I'm coming in contact with right now, yeah. I just wish them love and light and so much good energy before mm-hmm. I get there.
Yeah.
So that I'm not giving you bad energy, yeah. you're not giving me bad energy. It's just gonna be good. It's gonna be good times.
It's gonna be chill.
I can't think negatively anymore. I've made the decision to not think negatively towards anyone.
That's really yeah. powerful.
And it's yeah, hard that. Sometimes, because we're human, we're gonna of be course. Like, oh, this is annoying, this is irritating, but yeah. really I just decided not to do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's I love that. Amazing.
And then it's like, that's like an active decision.
Mm-hmm. That's me too though. Sometimes I'm like, I really don't know if there's not drama anymore, or if I'm so disassociated mm-hmm. and like have no idea what the fuck is going on the internet
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
That could be that. The problem.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which is maybe that.
Yeah. Because yeah. you're living your life.
Like, because if you've noticed the past thing. Few years, it's just been pure bliss.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I swear, when you start minding your own business, it's a different kind of bliss.
Oh, yeah.
Even like privately minding your business. Yeah. Like I, even if two people are fighting, or I know, I don't even want to see, I don't want to get into mm-hmm. it, and I really don't even want to talk about it much, because like, I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, sorry. Mm-hmm. Those days are over.
And it's funny, because I feel like even like the only reason we even like know something's going on is because of the podcast. It's like, we'll talk about things kind of going on.
Actually look up.
But, and we'll look up things, but we're not even like.
But it's not beauty drama.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's mm-hmm. just like, it's different. It's just like a different kind of vibe.
It's a
yeah.
different vibe.
It's just different. It's a different thing. But I feel like, again, I feel like we're more honed in mm-hmm. back yeah. then. Now it's just kind of like, oh shit, we should probably look something up for the pod. Fuck, okay, let's look it up. Like, and then that's different, because then it's like what's going on in the world, you
yeah.
know? But no, I feel like that's really good. I'm glad that you guys like talked, hashed it all out. And like, yeah. here we are.
Yeah, I mean, when you told me at Chloe, when we were at Chloe's house,
mm-hmm. Chloe Marilla, oh, I remember.
And you're like, would you be on the podcast? Like, would you want to talk about our what happened to? And I was like, yeah, like, let's do it.
Let's talk about
because
it.
Because I feel like we need that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
It really wasn't. Mm-hmm. That's what you guys should take away from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it really
see, this
wasn't.
This is when I look in the camera. I'm like, that's what you take away from this.
And it's so wild, like, how it really wasn't a big deal, but at the time it felt like the world was crumbling.
Yeah.
That's because the internet.
Because the internet amplified
yeah. what it was. Take all the internet out of it. What do you have? A spat between two girlfriends.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, to end the podcast, I have one thing to say.
I want to know what Kristen buys for $1 billion. She's not out
oh
of her
God,
question.
Oh my God, you're right. You're right. Okay, so okay. Think about it.
You can buy a PJ.
Because I was going to ask What's Kristen one more thing.
I don't think I even
Kristen
like,
Dominique.
A PJ.
A private jet.
Oh, a private jet.
Yeah, a PJ.
And fly anywhere you want with
okay,
your family.
Okay, I'm buying a private jet.
See,
You gave it.
I'm feeding ideas.
I honestly, Laura, why don't I get a PJ?
You get an island. Or should you do a PJ?
I feel like I should do a PJ instead, because I can do anything I wanted.
You can do both.
You go
honestly.
Anywhere you want.
Anywhere. Yeah. But for $1 billion, I think you could do both.
Yeah.
I'll get a PJ to go to the island. Yeah. The PJ for the island.
This I'm going to have a hairstylist on set all the time.
Thank you, Kristen.
Like,
she's
everywhere I go,
always doing something.
Give me more. You're giving me stuff. Go. What other things would you like?
The hair is the big one.
Girl, it's
the
hair.
I'm going to have a stylist.
Yes.
For
yes.
every little thing I do.
Yes. Give me something
for just
else.
Your Tuesday.
What yeah, else?
It's Saturday. I just want to look cute.
I'm going to have a private chef that cooks me healthy meals.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, that is a good one. People act coy like they don't know what they want until you start giving ideas. Wait a damn minute.
This is what I want.
This is what I'd want.
If you had $1 billion, would you ever upload again? Bye, you guys. It's been so much fun.
burn the building down. No. You answer.
I actually enjoy creating for a
passion,
content.
For the passion of it, yes.
I love, look, rhythm and makeup, like mm-hmm. dance and music, all of that together is just fun to me.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I'm just do it until I get tired.
Yeah. I would do it. Hair differently. I would do it a little less.
I would do it less.
And
too.
I know I wouldn't quit because, again, I enjoyed the connection. I like having people to talk to and mm-hmm. DM and share things with.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. That's like, fun. Think about it. Like your outfits and getting dressed up, being able to share where that's from is like, I'm passionate about that. I Absolutely. Enjoy it. I like getting ready sometimes, not all the time. So I would do it so much less. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Somewhere I wouldn't do fun. It like. As much as I probably do it now, but yeah. I would still do it.
I would still do it
too, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, realistically, I know I would still do it. It just, like, I would take away the stress factor of it, though. Like, I wouldn't right. care about how many views it right. I wouldn't care about anything. I'd just be like, I'm just going to post and say, fuck it, thug life.
That's right.
That's, like, the cool thing about, like, that. Is yeah. like, I would post I whatever I wanted. And just I just wouldn't stress about it.
Yeah.
I would just have fun. I'd post feet pics.
Ew!
I'm kidding.
That's like my that is
the bane of your existence.
Wait, Kristen, do you remember whenever we were swimming in the middle yes. of the ocean in Belize with the sharks? And sorry, Kristen does not like dark water either.
Oh yeah, no, I'm the same way. I don't like dark
I'm
water.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified of water.
Y'all, they put this girl in the middle of the ocean.
No, they didn't.
She literally was with me the whole time, like helping me swim.
Because you know I'm a terrified. Ocean fanatic.
You're a fish.
I'm a fish. I'm not scared of the ocean, sharks, whatever, give it to me. I'm this like, girl made it clear. She said, I don't like this. I don't do the dark ocean.
And you still went in?
Well, she kind of had to. Yeah. We were filming.
Oh, fuck me.
We were there with like YouTube Red or something like that. Yes. What was it? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Holy in shit. Belize.
In Belize, with yep. it was me, you, Carucci.
Carucci, yeah.
Who else? There was
Sonia Castaneda.
Yep.
Yeah.
And us four.
That was horrible.
And they put Kristen in the ocean.
That was the worst
and
thing
I
ever.
Remember she, her face turned white. She was like, I don't want to do this. And I remember we swam back
the
to the
way
boat.
That would be me
I was
so
like,
fast.
I'm going to drop Kristen off at the boat.
I'm going to swim her back.
I'm going to swim her back.
My babysitter.
No. There's a lot of people that, it's not just you.
Yeah,
that's scared
I
of the
cannot.
Ocean. That's
it. Oh, really?
I'm terrified.
I don't like it.
I'm terrified.
I'm like, I don't want to go to the, I don't want to get in the pool. I'll be by the pool.
yeah.
But like a inside toe. The pool, like in deeper water. No. Mm.
That's a reasonable fear. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's scary. Reasonable. What I was going to say with the last thing was, is there anything like you're working on right now for the brand, yes. like coming up?
Oh
and if you guys,
gosh.
If you wanted to talk about it or not, I don't know.
So many things. Well, I don't know. Oh, this is airing soon. I have a new launch coming up in the end of February.
Yay! Mm.
But the big thing this year for me, for our brand, mm-hmm. Mine and Caesar, I say ours, like mine and Caesar.
It is.
It's your, it's a,
for our brand, yeah. I feel like the biggest thing is we're coming out with nothing but like your core products. Like your basic necessities.
I'm so excited.
So not like so much seasonal.
Yeah.
More branded stuff.
Base.
Wow.
More base.
And I'm so excited. Oriented.
Building it out.
Yeah. And we're revamping like our color story and everything. So that's like huge for us this year.
That
and you guys,
is amazing.
Dominique Cosmetics.
DominiqueCosmetics.com.
That's Kristen's brand.
Check it out.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Shout outs are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, Thank you. Come on now. It's absolutely amazing.
What's one of your wool clothes? I'll quit asking you questions. I love asking you questions, though. What's one of your favorite palettes right now from your brand that you're using the most?
Like, yeah. What's your one that you love the most?
I think my transition palette.
Yes. That's
my favorite, the too. Neutral. I 100%. Use it for everything.
It's so good.
I use it. I literally love that palette.
It's a good black
it's
in there,
so
too.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's like all your neutrals.
Yeah. It's got the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. The goods. The neutral goods.
Yes. Okay, with your brand, I also noticed you have a lot of amazing messaging in it. Tell us a little about that.
So the reason behind the messaging was because of my insecurity when I first started in makeup.
Yes.
Mm. Because I never wanted anyone to feel the way that I felt. And I always want to add a little love and light to whatever I create. Wow. So I always have motivational messaging in all of my products.
I see it. I notice it. It's so cute.
I do too.
It's so sweet. I've always wanted to ask you. I mean, I obviously knew you had that in there and obviously it's to be motivational, but like specifically why? So I'm but so happy.
What inspired you to do it? And so that's what it was. I didn't know that actually at all.
Wow. That's amazing, Kristen. Well, thank you, Kristen, so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Did you have fun?
I loved it.
Okay, good.
I want our thumbnail to be like this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That would be genius. Dude, you guys, you have to do that. That's so, my face will be like.
Randy, be shy.
And then it'll be you guys being like. That is so good. I'm obsessed.
Cute. Okay, we'll get one before we start recording.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you so much for coming. We really, really, really appreciate
it. We love
it.
You.
Yeah,
we
love you so much.
And we're so grateful that you came and did the pod with us. And we're grateful for you guys for listening. Hope you guys had fun. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, do the things.
Follow, comment.
Do all the things that you do for a pod. And we love you guys so much.
See you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.